On the surface, this place might not seem that important. It's just an old military barracks. Yet it is the group of men who lived here and the time period in which they did so that makes this an important historic site in the nation. Today's edition of The American Countryside returns after this.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Richard Patterson is the executive director of the Old Barracks Museum in Trenton, New Jersey. As the title implies, he oversees what once was a major staging point for both British and Continental troops in the 1770s.
The construction of the barracks started in May of 1758 during the French and Indian War. We were being built as winter barracks for British regulars.
Although many barracks were built, this is the only one of those structures still standing. As the American Revolution drew near, the loyalty of those occupying the barracks changed.
Late in 1775, New Jersey raised three regiments for Continental service. One of them was raised here in our building, and they marched off to Canada in February of 1776. That sounds like great planning. And then we held some British prisoners that were taken in Canada for a while before they were taken to Philadelphia.
But before 1776 had ended, those in the barracks had changed yet again.
After the British had conquered all of New Jersey in early December of 1776, we were occupied, along with most of the town, by about 1,500 Hessian soldiers. These were Germans from several different small city-states in what would later become Germany that were natural allies of the British. The British king was, like, related to their princes.
Perhaps this barracks that was home to British and Hessian soldiers would not have been saved if it were not for the famous attack that took place here around Christmas of 1776. When Washington made his famous crossing of the Delaware, this is where he was headed. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Trenton, New Jersey, I'm Andrew McCray.